Sorry, there's some technical problems that we've experienced here today. All right, so being tonight is Purim, I'd like to discuss a Purim subject entitled Bashir. You got the, I sent out the Marmon Kramos. How much of the Megillah must be read on Purim? That's the question. How much you have to hear? That's not my question, the Mishnah's question. The first source, the Mishnah asks, the Megillah daf yud tes amud aleph, mehech umehechon kori adam shem Megillah b'yotze b'yidei chavasu. How much, I mean, L'chora, everyone would agree you're supposed to hear the entire Megillah, but the question is, if I missed part of it, from what point on do I have to hear in order to be Yotze the Mitzvah? So we have three opinions in the Mishnah. Rav Meir Omer Kula. Rav Meir says, well, I have to hear the whole thing. That's it. You know, there's no room for any error, so to speak. You have to hear the entire thing. That's Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Omer Me'ish Yehudi. Rav Yehuda says, that's the pasuk I print in source four, the beginning and towards the beginning of the second parak. Because that's the paragraph base, okay? Ish Yehudi Haya Vishushma Birush, Mordechai Ben Yorah Ben Shum and Kish Ishimi. That's when Mordechai is introduced into the story. In other words, the first part, Achashverosh's party and the, you know, the dismissal of Vashti and so on. So that's a background information and it's important, but it's not critical. What the point becomes critical is when Mordechai is introduced into the story. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda from Ish Yehudi. That's the second opinion. Rabbi Yossi Omer Me'achar Dvar Ma'ilev. That's the beginning of the third parak. That's when Haman arrives on the scene, because that's when the whole story started, right? That's the parak Gimel Pasuk Aleph, so it's live. Achar Dvar Ma'ilev. Gidal HaMelech HaChashverosh. Haman Ben Amdoso Agagi, etc. So the Machlokas is, according to Rabbi, you have to hear the entire Megillah Kula. According to Behudi, you can, if, as long as you got in by Ish Yehudi, when Mordechai is introduced into the story. And Rabbi Yossi says, Achad Ramayla, really, I mean, again, it's important to hear the first two Prokem, but nothing really happens in terms of the, you know, the actual story, in terms of the Jewish people, until Haman arrives on the scene. Okay? That is the Mishnah on that Yud Tes Manal. The Gemara actually quotes a Braisa, which presents a fourth opinion. Yud Tes Manal, source two, Mehechon Kardam Shem Megillah, Tanya, Rav Shimon Yochai Omer, Mi Balayla Hu. Rav Shimon Yochai says, "Balaylahu." That's the beginning of the sixth parak. I printed the source six parak above pasuk aleph. Balaylahu, another lashnas hamelach. That's when the whole story turned. Right, Achashverosh couldn't sleep on that fateful night. Haman came, you know, to ask the Haman that he should be able to hang Mordechai on the gallows. And Achashverosh tells him, you know, I want to honor somebody. Haman told it to him, and it really was Mordechai, etc., etc. That's really the beginning of the downfall. That's where the story turns. Right, Balaylahu. Some people read that pasuk out loud. Or a louder voice than before. That's the turning point of the story. That's really when, you know, when things turn around. So Shimon Yochai says you have to hear from that point. And then Amar B'Yochanan, back in source two, towards the end, is the Megillah Tesson Aleph. Amar B'Yochanan, B'chulon Mikra Echad Darshu. All four of these shitas, the three shitas in the Mishnah, plus the shita in the Braisa, are all explaining, it's all based on our understanding of the same pasuk. And the pasuk is in source seven, Perek Tes. Pasuk Chavtes, very end of the parak test. It says, "Vatichtov Esther Amalkabas Avichayel Mordechai Yehudi as Kol Tokef L'Kayim Esigers Hapurim Azos Hashenis." Right? Vatichtov Esther as Kol Tokef. What does Tokef mean? The power, right? The essence of the story, the power of the story. They wrote down. So look at the second line on Yutes on the source two in Yutes Manav. Manda Amar Kula Tokef Shalach Hashverosh. The Mandomet of Meir, who said you have to hear the entire Megillah, Tokfo Shalach Achashverosh. Achashverosh is the main player, so to speak, from beginning to end. And Tokef means the whole, you know, the power of the whole story. You have to begin when Achashverosh took over and he made his party and so on and so forth. Umando Amar Mish Yehudi, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, says you can hear it from the time Mordechai is introduced, means Tokfo Shal Mordechai, the power of the story. Once Mordechai is involved, the Jewish people are involved, the Tokfo Shal Mordechai. Umanda Omer Achar Drama Eila, Yossi, who says you can hear from the beginning of the third parak, Achar Drama Eila, talk for Shahaman. He's the villain. He's the one who caused the whole problem. So yeah, you have to hear, starting from when he arrives in the scene. Umanda Omer Balahu, the fourth opinion that was in the Brisa, Shemir Chai, he says, talk for Shalmais. When the miracle, when again, that's when things turn, right? The talk for Shalmais. That's how we have it. So those are the four shitas. Again, we certainly, passing a person should hear the entire Megillah. Although, technically speaking, you can read some of the Baal Peh, we may get to that point later, but at the end of the day, we read the entire Megillah. But these are the four shitas. I'd like to use these four shitas as a springboard for examining what exactly is the nature, what's the essence of Mikra Megillah altogether. Okay, and I'd like to present that there are actually four different aspects, at least four different aspects to the reading of the Megillah. Okay, one. You look in source number 8, the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Aleph, Aleph, famous Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Arba'a Mishmona Nevi'im, Mishevah Nevi'os, Istabal HaM Yisrael. Okay, the Jewish people had their history, 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os, female Nevi'im. Okay, who exactly they were and how we count them, not our topic right now. Okay, whoever they were, okay, none of them ever added or detracted from anything written in the Torah. Okay, chutz mi Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah was the only thing that was added from the time of the Nevi'im. Okay, meaning, you know, from later post-Torah. Okay, Rashi asks, and so it's not a side point, chutz mi Mikra Megillah. This is Megillah daf yud daf lamed. Talmud Nechanukah. That's a different thing. The Chanukah was kvar poskel ha-Nevi'im. Okay, there were no Nevi'im around at the time of Chanukah. Chanukah is opposed, that's the Chanukah is not mentioned in the Tanakh. The Tanakh was already sealed. There were no more Nevi'im in the time of Chanukah. But it would be Mordechai, how Chagai is a Chayim Malachi. Yeah. Baltosif, you mean? Yeah. Toothpaste Baltosif. That's a question. So that's a major question, which is why, not for right now, which is why when Mordechai and Esther came and Esther said, Kisuni Ladoros, and Kivaran Dav Zayin, and Kivuni Ladoros. Right, oh, the Navi comes and says something like, so you have to figure out what, yeah, oh, that possibly, yeah, that's in the Ray Shoftim. But anyway, yeah, and a Hanami. So that's not so simple. You can't add anything. And a Hanami, right. Again, Chanukah is a different story, but and a Hanami, so that's exactly what it says. So now the Gemara asks on the second line of eight, my Dorosh, well, on what basis were they able to add this, right? We know that the Chacham can add Gzeres, but they're not claiming that that's a mitzvah and so on and so forth. Like the Rambam and Hilchos Mamre. Anyway, my Dorosh, Omer B'chir Bar Oven, Omer Shub and Karcho, they had a Chal Kavachomer, which is certainly one of the Midas HaTorah address men, right? Mumame Abdus L'chair, somewhere in Shira, if we got redeemed from Mitzrayim. We were not, our lives weren't in danger of Mitzrayim, just we were slaves. So we got redeemed from slavery to freedom. And we say Shira and so on, right? As Rashi said, Mitzrayim, so Mimisa L'chaim L'chosher came. Purim, we were threatened with physical annihilation. Right? L'habikish, Haman L'hashman, L'hashman, L'harag L'habes, Kol Yehudim. Right? So then certainly, all right, again, how that works out is not our issue now, but what I'm interested in now is the next time Gemara. Iachi, Halal Nami Neimah. So why don't we say Halal in Purim? That's the Gemara's next kasha. So Enoch Hanami, if we're modeling it after Pesach, and it's not an interesting question. Why don't we say Halal in Purim? How, you know, we say Halal, and we're talking about Halal, we're talking about the Halal Shalem, obviously. We're not talking about the, you know, the Chatzi Halal, where some say no bracha. I'm talking about the regular Halal. Then we say Halal on Shalosh Regalim, we say Halal on Hanukkah. Why shouldn't we say Halal on Purim? It's a sort of glaring absence by davening on Purim. The Gemara asks in Erech and Daf Yudav Beis, what about Rosh Hashanah Kippur? I think we say Rosh Hashanah Kippur, we say Halal also. Those young dogs, the Gemara said, no, that's different. Okay, that's a different twist. I talked about this with you last week. No, oh, the difference here. I got it. But anyway, be that as it may, that's in terms of this question. So the Gemara says, why don't we say Halal? The Gemara has three answers, three terrors, and why there's no Halal on Purim. Okay, Amar Shubin, I'm sorry, one answer is, Lefisha ain't Omer Halal on Nesha B'chutzlarts. Okay, Purim obviously happened in Persia, Paras HaMadai, and we only say Halal on a miracle that happened in Eretz Yisrael, to which the Gemara immediately asks, what do you mean? What about Yitzhak Mitzrayim? Okay, but, you know, we say Halal on Pesach, that didn't happen in Eretz Yisrael. Yitzhak Mitzrayim, the Nesha B'chutzlarts, Hecham and Shira, so that's the case. Gemara says, no, Kiditanya, Ad Shalom, Nichnos Yisrael Ha'aretz, Hukshu Kalaratz, Lomar Shira. Misha Nichnos Yisrael Ha'aretz, Hukshu Kalaratz, Lomar Shira. That doesn't count. They hadn't been in Eretz Yisrael yet. Right? The time in Tzitz Mitzrayim, they weren't yet in Eretz Yisrael. So at that point, any land was eligible to be a source. And a miracle in any land was eligible to be a source for Halal. Once they came to Eretz Yisrael, only something in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. And the Gemara in Erech and Daf Yudav Beis, the answer is, yeah, but then we've driven out of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, but that's the first Eretz, which is not what I'm looking at now. The second Eretz, though, Rav Nachman Amar, guess what? We do say Halal and Purim. Kriyasa Zu Halelo. They're reading the Megillah. That's Halal. Right? Instead of Halal, which is Psukim from Tillim, we say Psukim from somewhere else in Ksuvim, namely from Megillah Esther. And in fact, the Mikra Megillah takes the place of Halal. Kriyasa Zu Halelo. That's Rav Nachman. And the third answer is Rabba Omar, Bishlam Ahasam Halu Avde Hashem Ala Avde Paro. He said, when we came out of Mitzrayim, we could say with full confidence and full, with all of our full sense of truth, we're Halu Avde Hashem, right? That's the first pasuk Halu, Haluka Halu Avde Hashem, Tilim Perak of Yud Gimel. But we're now Avde Hashem, we're not Avde Paro anymore. But can we really say that at Nesav Purim? No. Because even though we have a wonderful thing, Purim, you know, no doubt, but even after the whole story of Purim, we were still in Golus. We were still under the thumb of Achashverosh, right? They weren't. It wasn't Avdei Hashem and not Avdei Achashverosh. They were still Avdei Achashverosh. I'm assuming goals today. Okay, so that's his opinion. It wasn't a complete issue. It was wonderful. It was important. We're not taking away from it. But so in terms of Hallel, Rava holds that you can't you can't say Hallel unless it was a mamash, a complete Yeshua from being Abde Paro to Abde Hashem, something parallel to that. And here, the great Nes of Purim was wonderful. It was. It didn't quite happen. It wasn't a complete Yeshua. Okay. Anyway, I'm not interested in answers 1 and 3 right now. It's a fascinating sugya, but I'm interested in answer 2, and that is Rav Nachman, who says Kriyosu Zuhalela. In effect, what Rav Nachman is saying is we do say Hallel Purim. It's not the same Hallel we say the rest of the year, but it's a different Hallel. And that's how the Ran writes in the Rif there, Megillah Dalam and Aleph. It's also the Kedusha on source 10. Rav Nachman Amar Kriyosu Zuhalela, Kriyosu Bismana, Bizikron Tokfo Sonais, Zeu Kahala. When you talk about the whole Nais, you know, I mean, that's you talk the whole story. You tell the whole thing. You see how everything fell into place. That's Hallel. That's Hallel. Okay, right in print of it, Rashi and Dalam. You know, says that Hallel, because basically, what is Hallel? Hallel is Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So the whole Megillah story is also Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he arranged everything and everything fell into place the way it's supposed to and so on. So it's also a form. Who says, you know, let's remember, what we call Hallel is a psukim prokim from Tillim. They don't stand out in any way. When you're looking at Sefer Tillim, they don't stand out as being different than any other prokim from Tillim, right? I mean, they stand out to us because we recognize them. But some people say Tillim every day, or they say Tillim the whole Sefer once a week, or they say Tillim, once a month, whatever. It's, you know, or so whatever, they get up to Hallel, get up to Hallel. Okay, but it doesn't stand out in any way. There's nothing special. It's psukim from Tillim. So here is a psukim also from the same section of Tanakh, from Tillim. So Kriyosu Zuhalela. Okay, Yerachas Chaim in Hiltos Megillah Purim Sim Chav Ches 11. I will ain Omer Halav Purim Shekriyas Megillah Zu Halela. That's the answer which she seems to favor. Klomar Shezui Tachas Kavonas Hakriya Kedei She is Guranes Viyitu Shevach Adal Hashem Yisbarach. Okay, it's a way of giving Shevach. You know, he quotes the other reason also, but it's interesting because of the three reasons we look in the Rambam in Hiltos Megillah B'Chanukah Per Gimel Alach Vav. The Rambam quotes only one reason. Okay, he says towards the end, the third line, he says, "Below tiknu halal the Purim shakriyas hamagila hi ha-halal." Period. That's only one of the three answers the Rambam cites. Okay, the Rambam obviously identifies with that answer. Okay, and he says that's the reason, and he explains it. You know, Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah are together in the Rambam. You know that, right? So there's 4 prokem, 2 prokem and Megillah, 2 prokem and Chanukah, because he presents the holidays in the order of their chronological occurrence. Purim happened several centuries before Chanukah in the Shulchan Aruch. It's the order of the year, starting Pesach. That's why Hilchos Chanukah and Shulchan Aruch come before Hilchos Purim. The Rambam, he goes in the chronological order. So the Hilchos Megillah and Purim come before Chanukah, but they're together in one. So the third parak of Hilchos Chanukah, he talks about Hallel, because obviously he talks about Hallel Chanukah. He talks about Hallel in general. So there, the Rambam says, we don't say Hallel Hashem Kippur, because then they're days of Tshuva, and then, they're not sad days, people make a mistake. You know, Hashem Kippur are not Chas Hashem days of Avelis at all. They're Yantif. We wish each other good Yantif on Hashem Kippur. And we wear big day Yantif. And Rahman al-Tzan, if somebody's sitting Shiva, Hashem Kippur breaks Avelis. They're not days of Siddur, but they're serious. They're days of Yiran Pachar, we call Yom Narayim. So they're not days of Simchi Yisera. So we don't say Hallel. Okay, the Gemara's expression in Erech and Daf Yud is that the day of Kodesh Baruch Hu sits with the Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim. Sukkot, it's not, because Baruch is making life and death judgments on the Hashem Kippur. That's not a time for Hallel. Okay, but more important for us right now is Purim. The Ram says, "Hello, Tikna Hallel of Purim." Shekriyas Hamegillah, Hiya Hallel. That's the end of the answer. Ram accepts. So one thing we see for sure, that one aspect of Mikra Megillah is Hallel. It's Shevach Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So says the. That's one thing that's clear. Matter of fact, as a side point, the Me'iri, in Source 13, the Me'iri on that daf in Megillah, Yudad al Aleph, has a staggering chiddush. He says, in 13, Dover Yadua Hu Shein Omer Halab Purim. We all know you don't say Halab Purim. Aval Tam Mani Yasob, but the reason why, that's a machlokas nigbar. We thought it was different shitas. Okay. And he prefers also the shita, like the Rambam, like the Rechaz Chaim, he prefers that shita that we don't say Halab Purim because the Mikra Megillah takes the place of Halal. And therefore, he says an interesting thing. Okay, he says. He says, "L'tam zeh." Second line, nearly l'tam zeh. Shim haya b'makom she'ain lo megillah. Let's say a person is stuck someplace, doesn't have a megillah. That could happen now. Unfortunately, some people aren't still going to come to shul and so on. So people are stuck at home, and so what do you do? Let's say in another year, a guy was traveling someplace, the plane got canceled, whatever happened, he's stuck in a place that had no megillah, but he has a sitter with him. So says the Me'iri, so say hallel. He should say hallel. I mean, it means with a bracha. Right? That's the Shita Miri, because he says that the whole reason we don't say Halal on Purim is because Mikra Megillah substitutes for Halal. So a guy is not able to have Mikra Megillah for whatever the reason, she should talk to say Halal. That's what the Miri says. If you hold the other reasons, then not. If you hold that reason, it should be. Okay? That's an interesting Kiddush, but that's the Miri Shita. The Shulchan Aruch rules in Siman Tov Reish Sadei Gimel, Siman Gimel 14, ain't Karin Bo Halal. We don't say Halal. Shulchan Aruch doesn't give any, doesn't tell any of the reasons. Ain't no fun our plan, there's no tachanan, and the Rambam adds, and Olam Natzeach, and Kelach Rapan. Fine. Okay. The Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham mentions also the reason about, he doesn't mention about Halal. Okay, but the Prima Gadim does. The Prima Gadim on the Magen Avraham, Eish Avraham, Siman Tov Reish Sadei Gimel, Siman Cotton Bay is 15. He said the Magen Avraham, the Gemara has three reasons. The Magen Avraham left out the reason of Rav Nachman because he holds that Rava, who was Hilchas HaKabasroi, Rava was the third Shita. The reason we don't say Halal Purim is because we can't say Halal Avdei Hashem completely because we're still under the thumb of Achashverosh. Right? Akati Avdei Achashverosh. So that's the answer Magen Avraham prefers because that was Rava and Rava's Basroi and so on. That's no question. Okay? And then he mentions, or the Prima Gadim mentions, like the Meiri, look what he said, Nafkamina Hecha She'ein Megillah. Perhaps enough communion between the Terutzim is a guy that's not a Megillah. Meaning, if you hold that the Iker reason why we don't say Halal and Purim is because Megillah is substitutes for Halal or it's the equivalent of Halal, so then if you talk, you don't have a Megillah. You're not going to be able to hear the Megillah. You should talk inside Halal. If you hold it's the other reason, because we can't say Avdei Hashem, because we're still under Achashverosh's thumb, so then it doesn't make a difference whether the Halal's got nothing to do with it. Okay, there's no Halal at all. In fact, you don't have a Megillah to do it. Megillah doesn't change anything. And he also mentions as a side point, they'll get it this year. Look what the Prima Gadim says then. Oh, Tesvav B'Shabbos. Like this year. The 15th is on Shabbos, right? We call Shushan Purim is on Shabbos. So in Yerushalayim this year, when are they going to read the Megillah? They can't do it on Shabbos because that's the same Zera why we don't blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah lands on Shabbos, or we don't take the Lulav and Esrog when Sukkot lands on Shabbos because he may carry, right? Shema, no, he might carry. So this year in Yerushalayim, they're going to read it probably ready. Okay, now Thursday night, Friday, just like us, right? But the Prima Gadim says one second, or he alludes to, if you have this other option, so they shouldn't read it Thursday night, Friday, let them not read the Megillah at all. They'll say Halal instead on the 15th, right? So that's enough communion. Anyway, take a look in the Shari Tshuva on the page here in Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Tov Reish Sadei Gimel, Sukkot Gimel 16. He quotes the Birkei Yosef, quoting the Meiri, and he says you can argue with the Meiri because you can argue and say that even if you hold the reason Kriyasa Zuhalela, but that doesn't mean, that's just the reason why they weren't Misakan Halal. So of course, they were not Misakan Halal on Purim. Why? Maybe because Mikra Megillah. It doesn't mean now if you're in a particular situation, you're like, no, there's no Takan of Halal on Purim. Right? And you can notice that the Rambam does not make the jump that the Miri does. The Rambam accepts that reason. He says, "Hello, Tiknu Halal on Purim, Shakriya Megillah, he Halal." The Rambam does not go on and say, and therefore someone who doesn't have a Megillah should say Halal instead. Why? Because the Rambam says lo tiknu, right? They simply did not institute Halal on Purim. What was the reason? Maybe that was the reason, but so they didn't institute it. Therefore, even if the reason doesn't apply to you personally, because some strange scenario, you don't say Halal. But the Shari Chuyev, is having said all that, says at the end, makes a suggestion, when there's daiti, the apo pichin, kishein la megillah, likros, yesu likro halal below brachon. The Shari Chuyev says we don't throw that shita out completely. I can't go so far as to say like the Miri should say Halal with a bracha. That I'm not going to say. But you know what? If you don't have a Megillah and you have a Chassidur or something, you have Halal, say Halal without a bracha. Okay? All right. Anyway, bottom line, this is aspect one of Mikra Megillah is a Halal aspect to it. There are many other points where this comes up, but for now, we'll leave it at that. So aspect one of the Megillah is Halal. Okay? Aspect two, source 17. Megillah Dalam and Aleph. V'Amar B'Shub and Levi. Purim Shecholios B'Shabbos. That's that never happened. Our Purim Yudala never falls on Shabbos. But Tesvav, like this year, sometimes does fall on Shabbos. So Purim Shecholios B'Shabbos, what do you do? Sholem V'Darshin B'Nyonah Shalyom. We should learn about about the halachas and about the matters related to Purim. Okay? Says Rashi, 18. Sholem V'Darshin Ma'amidim Turgam Alifei HaKacham Lidrosh Kigaris Purim Rav Shigashin. The Rav should give a big drasha and we should explain what Purim is all about. Okay? Then the Gemara says, what do you mean? My ear, you're Purim. Why is that? That's true by oil. I feel empty of Nami. The Tanya, the Gemara, the very end of Megillah. Moshe, Tikal, Misos, you shown the Darsh, Minon, Shalyom, Hilchos, Pesach, Bepesach, Hilchos, Atzeres, Batzeres, Hilchos, Chag, Bechag. Okay? That's true of every Yontif. We always put that's Mamash, the last line in Masechus Megillah. It's quoted here on Dav Tav, it's also the last line. On Laman Aleph, Moshe, Tikal, Misos, Moshe instituted that the Moshe instituted that the Jewish people should have drushes related to Hanukkah, related to not Hanukkah, but it's a Pesach. Question: what applies to Hanukkah? Pesach on Pesach, Shavuos on Shavuos, Sukkot on Sukkot. So it's not unique to Purim. So listen to the answer to the Gemara. Purim itzvichalei. You had to single out Purim. You had to mention Purim specifically. Why? Mahu the same on Nigzor Mishum the Rabba Kamash Malon. I might have thought we should make the Gzeira and not allow darshaning and shiurim and learning on Purim about the Megillas Esther and so on Shabbos. Why? Because of Gzeira, sort of because of Rabba. Rashi explained Mishum Rabba. The Gozer LeKamen Mikris Megillas Shema Yarena Arba Amos Rishon Rabbim Afkan Gozru Drasha Otu Kriya. You see that? We're afraid that if people are going to learn about Purim and learn about it, they'll forget and also read the Megillah. That's the Gemara says. And again, I printed the Gemara in the Daft Alam and Beis. The Kula Alma, me and Megillah, B'Shabbos, Lo Kareena, my time up. I'm a rabbi, of course, everyone knows. I call Chayav Mekriyasa Megillah. Everyone is required Mekriyasa Megillah. They're not called Mekian. Not everyone knows how to do it. So therefore, Gzemesh, Gzerah, Shemiyat Lina Be'yala, Be'yala Chetzel Bakke Lilamot. We're afraid you'll go to somebody who's an expert to read it for you, you'll carry the Megillah. And it says the same thing, right? Behind the time of the shofar, behind the time of the lulav. Same thing with shofar, same thing with lulav. Okay? So that's the Gemara. And they made a Gzerah across the board. All right? And so as Rashi says, what are we worried about? Megillah Dalam Reis 20, Hakol Chayim, we talk to Mechuyah B'Dover, who bohu, lots of Yechav, God, forget that the Shabbos, he's mixed up. So I think I told you once, I remember once, I was walking to shul, a few years ago, in teenager, I was walking to my shul, and it was a 3-day yontif. It was Thursday, for Sukkot, it was Thursday and Friday, and I walked past a guy was coming out of town, so a little bit answered. I saw him. And I it wasn't someone I knew, and I said, I don't think we do that today, Shabbos. I mean, he was mixed up, he forgot, you know, the Thursday, Friday went to shul a little bit, so he forgot, well, that was, so that's what the Rashi says over here, I'm afraid that it's going to mix up the person. But what I'm more interested in now is a staggering point of the Gemara, that need, so now we're going to ask our learning also, right, we're going to ask the Rav speaking about it, because sort of, we don't make that there. But the Gemara had a Havamina. So it seems to me that indicates that there is a very deep relationship between Mikra and Megillah and learning about Megillah, and learning the Drosha, to the point that the Gemara almost wanted to, and a Havamina at least, to extend the Gzera. Right? So they wanted to extend the Gzera. So there is some Indian, it would seem to me, that relates to Mikra Megillah to learning about the Droshas and Shurim about the Megillah. And the truth of the matter is, you look earlier in the Masechta, Dav Gimel and Aleph, the Gemara says in 21, Mikan Samchus Shabbos, Rabbi Shemavatlan Talmud Torah, Ubon, Lishma Mikra Megillah. But we have a rule that a person Mavatlan Talmud Torah to come here Mikra Megillah. Right? You stop your Seder and learning and so on and so forth. Even the B'nai Torah, the B'nai Yeshiva should stop their learning and go to hear the Mikra Megillah. So Gemara asks, so people ask, I printed the Chuvah's Beis Ephraim, Chelek Orachayim Sim and Samach Zayim. What does it mean, Mavatlan Talmud Torah? Look what he writes. Hello, Kriyasa Zuhi Talmud Torah. That's also Talmud Torah. Reading Megillah is also a form of Talmud Torah. That's his question. Right? So what's the issue? What kind of Bittul Torah? What's the problem? So he gives a Torah. Yeah, but till they go from the Beis Medrash to the Shul, where they're going to hear it, so there's Bittul Torah, you know, moving around. Okay, that's what he says. Okay? He says, Vimbon Lomaki Kinufi Hilup, Vihiluf Lomokam Avadu, from Rakil, Beis Ahim Avadu, and Talmud Torah. Right, the assumption was that we're going to have the Megillah in the other building, so until everybody gets the stuff together and goes and moves from here, that's the Talmud Torah, little Talmud Torah. But the Mikra Megillah itself, that's the language of the Beis Ephraim, the first line of 22. Hello, Kriyasa, Zui Talmud Torah. That is Talmud Torah. The Rashash on that daf and Megillah, given all of it, a different explanation of where the Bittul Talmud Torah is in 23. He says, Raisi B'Chuvah's Beis Ephraim. He saw, where's the Bittul Torah? He gave his answer. He gives a different answer that the Rebbe didn't yet hear Mikra Megillah. The Talmidim heard it already. Talmidim went to an earlier minyan, and the Rebbe hasn't yet heard it, so the Rebbe should be, about, even though it's going to lead the Talmidim to not to be able to learn that, because the Rebbe can't be there, he should still nevertheless go here, Mikra Megillah. Okay. Yeruch HaShulchan, in Sinu Tov Reish Pei Zayin, Sifhei 24, look at his language, V'afagav, Devadai, Gam Megillah, Havi Limit HaTorah. And he likes the Beis Ephraim, says, Mikol Mokma, HaHiluch, the time to get everyone together, until they start, all that, you know, wasted time, that's a little Torah. But in any event, the idea is that there's a significant Talmud Torah component to Mikra Megillah. And that plays itself in terms of halacha also. Because everyone knows, the Gemara says in Erechin, Daf Beis and Beis, going over to Gimel Aleph, Hakol Chayav Mikra Megillah. Hakol Ksherin Lekas HaMegillah. L'suya Mai, L'suya Noshim. Look at Rishu and Levi. The Amar Rishu and Levi. Noshim Chayavos Mikra Megillah. Shafein Hayavos Anes. We all know that women are obligated to make a Megillah also because of the principle of Afein Hayu Bo Sanez. There's a Machlokes Rishona. What does it mean, Afein Hayu Bo Sanez? It means that a woman played a dramatic role. Esther was one of the heroines of the story, right? Or it just means they were involved in the threat. That's the language the Rishona implies that way. Afein Hayu Bo Sanez. There's the same, because if you learn the first way, Afein Hayu Bo Sanez, what do you mean, Af? What do you mean, not Af? Af means even. No, so Esther was the hero of the whole story. Right? Okay, so whatever, that's my host, Rishon, not for right now. But the bottom line is women are obligated in Mikra Megillah, Shafei and Hayu Bo'osaneis, because the Gezer of Haman, as we know, is Lahashmi, Laharabas, Kol Yudim, Minarabat Zakein, Taf Minoshim, mentioned specifically, right, that Haman was targeting the women as well. So therefore, Shafei and Hayu Bo'osaneis, all right? And look what Rashi says there in Erechim Gimel Aleph 26, Lasu Yanoshim, Shechayavos B'Mikra Megillah, Uksheros Likrosa Ulahotzi Zecharim Yidei Chavosam. Maker of Din, says Rashi, a woman can be motzi a man in Mikra Megillah. I'll be pashtus. Now the same obligation, right? That's what Rashi says, all right? Tosus, there in Erechim Dav Gimel Aleph, it's also in Tosus in Megillah, but it's clear, I think, here in Erechim, okay? He says, "Lasu Yanoshim Shechayavos Mikra Megillah Ukshem Nikros Hotzi Zichron Yidei Chavos Not Tlosan Hakonches." Aba Bahag Lo Pasak. The famous Bahag. The Bahag doesn't pass in that way. The Bahag says that women can't be motzi a man. Okay, she can motzi other women, but can't be motzi a man. The question is exactly why not? Okay, not exactly. It's unclear a little bit exactly why not. All right. He has a language towards the end of 27. Halachas Gadol Sosim El Shechayim Mishmiya. Okay, there's a difference between the Chiyuv of Kriya Samegillah and Shmiya Samegillah. Women have a different Chiyuv and Shmiya, but not in Kriya. So it's not exactly the same obligation. All right? Now this chilek between Shmiya, so we find that with regard to the mitzvah of Hakel. Torah tells us in 28, the Torah in Parshas Vayelech, Goran Parak, Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud-Bei, says once every 7 years, you know, the mitzvah of Hakel. Hakel is Om and Kalmud Sukkot, right? Hakel is Om, Hanoshim, V'Hanoshim, Atav, etc., okay, that the men and the women and the children have to come to hear the Melech read from Chumash Varim. And nowadays they have, at the Kosam Arabi, some Zikaron for it, the Zekar. But anyway, that's a mitzvah hakel. So the Gemara Chagiga, Dav Gimel Aleph, 29, Tanar Bonan, Ma'isa B'yachim B'Broko, Rabbi Elazar B'Chisma, Shalchul Akub B'nei Rabbi Yeshua B'Kiyan, and they went to greet the Rebbe of Yeshua, and he asked them, Ma'chidish Hayav B'Meis HaMedsh Hayom, you know, well, what do you discuss in the Meis HaMedsh? And they said to him, what do you mean? We came to hear from you. Right, you're the Rebbe. And no, but nevertheless, there must be something. And he told him this drosha, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah gave a drosha. And he said, what is a drosha? Hakel es ha'am ha'anoshim ha'anoshim ha'atav. Im anoshim bo'im l'mod, noshim bo'os l'shmoa. Right, men come to learn, the women come to hear. And the babies come to give a schar to the ones who bring them. But in any event, the what does it mean? You see from there, the women are exempt from that Talmud Torah. That's how Tosus in Chagiga Gimel Aleph 31 says, Noshim l'shmoa. Omar B'Yerushalmi, the low kibbutz, that we're chayav adam l'lamed to be the tov. But I don't want to go into that whole issue right now. But at the end of the day, women are not obligated in Talmud Torah. They're not the same as men. Yes, they have to learn the dinim that apply to them and everything else. But there's a different type of Talmud Torah. So it could be that the reason why what's going on here, maybe that's what the Bahag meant. Okay, it's not clear. But if you put what it says regarding Hakel together, the Bahag says women are chayav and shmiyah. That's different than men. Men are required. Maybe what he meant was that since there is a Talmud Torah aspect to Mikra Megillah, that women are exempt from. They don't have the same level of obligation. It's a different type of obligation. That's why the Bahag Paskins that women shouldn't be motzi men, because it's not the identical obligation. Women only have a mitzvah of Shmiyah, and Shmiyah may mean as opposed to learning, as opposed to Talmud. Right? So men have it. Now, so that also hammers home the point I mentioned before, that there is a Talmud Torah component to Mikra Megillah. Right, as we've been saying. In fact, the Smag, looking 32, Sefer Mitzvot, Smag, and Essay the Rabbanim Dalet, Hilchos Megillah, writes, Mashma the Afal Gav, the Nashim Chayav Mikra Megillah, Einan Motzios as Azhorim. Women are obligated to Mikra Megillah, they can't read it for men. But I'll test you, man, and don't ask me about Ner Chanukah, where we pass in the woman lights the candle, that's good enough for the whole house. I'll test you, man, Ner Chanukah, Damrin and Perak, Marlik, the Isham Adlekas, the Mashma Aflahotzi and Saish. The Shalakri says, the shiny Mikra Megillah, Shukmo Kriyas HaTorah. Says the Smag, Mikra Megillah is like Kriyas HaTorah, which is a public Talmud Torah. Lechach in a motzias ha'ish. Okay? Ve'afal pi she'ish rom she'ekele Megillah yosem v'torah v'zeh lo ekele. Okay, that doesn't mean everything is the same as Talmud Torah, as Kriyas HaTorah, but there's, a Kriyas HaTorah slash Talmud Torah aspect to Mikra Megillah. And so therefore the Shulchan Aruch rules in Siv Beis and Siman Tov Reish Pei Tes in our time, 33. Remember, we saw Rashi and Tosafot, they said women can be motzi. It's the same obligation. The Bahag, the Yesh Omrim. It's that, appear, that appears as the Yesh Omrim. The Mahar of Rom and Sivgat Nehei and the Mishavur Sivgat Zayin both say it's not the same as Hanukkah, and they both say it's because of Kriyas HaTorah. So that teaches us that there's an element of, so we had Hallel as one element of Mikra Megillah. Now we have Talmud Torah as another aspect of Mikra Megillah. As a side point, Rav Soloveitchik once said, you know, take a look at 36, the Gemara says in Megillah about Dal Ma'al. The Omer B'Shuvan Levi, Chayav Adam Likros Es HaMegillah B'Layla, L'Shanos Bayam. That's the famous B'Shuvan Levi, right? He says, a person is obligated to read the Megillah at night and L'Shanosa. What does that mean, L'shanosa bayom? What does that mean? I'll be pashas, L'shanosa, from the word sheni. Read it a second time during the day. And we have a whole question about the Shechiyonu, right? I mean, the truth of the matter is, the Balai Tosfos point out that the Iker Megillah reading is during the day. A lot of people don't know that, or you know, a lot of people, at least in some where the less knowledgeable circles, everyone runs to hear the Megillah at night. They have a big production at night, but during the day, they don't hear the Megillah. Of the two, it appears that the Mishnah never heard of Megillah at night. Because the Mishnah in Maseches Megillah around Daf Chav talks about nighttime mitzvahs and daytime mitzvahs, never mentions Megillah among the nighttime mitzvahs. Could be that it was in the time of Shur and Levi. Shur and Levi is a sort of borderline Tana Amora, right? early Amora. He's the one who mentions this. So it could be that the nighttime was a later Takana. That's what the Tur Yevin writes in one place, that the daytime Mikra Megillah is Medivei Kabbalah, it's from Tanakh. Nighttime reading is in the Rabbanan. Maybe there's some differences. Maybe that plays into why we say Shekhanu, the Ashkenazim say Shekhanu again during the day, even though we just read it last night. That's a discussion in its own right. But anyway, what's this Lashon, L'shanosa Bayom? Rashi says, L'shanosa Bayom, Zecher L'neis, Yuzok, and Meitzaros, Yom Alayim, because they daven to Hashem day and night. What's L'shanosa? So the Rav suggested, at least told Derech HaJush, I don't know, I think he might have meant it literally, is L'shanosa is Milashon, not Sheni, second time. But Shinun, learning, like Vishinantan Levanecha, meaning that the real mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is to understand it in depth, not just to read it, to understand it, right? To think about it, understand what's going on, okay, and on a deeper level. So he said, you know why we read it at night? Reading at night's a warm up. That's just to remind yourself of the story. You know, you read it at night, that kind of gets you in the mood. And then during the day, when you hear it a second time, now you can concentrate on a deeper meaning. Okay, that's what the Rav suggested. Interesting, right? Well, that's the language of Likros and Megillah Balayla. That's like, you know, spring training. You know, it gets you in the zone, so to speak. And now L'shanosa, but now doing it. Anyway, if you accept that pshat, that's also based on the fact that Mikra Megillah, there's a Talmud Torah aspect to it, right? L'shanosa, to learn it. Okay, so that, yeah? For sure, yeah, absolutely. I was saying that's a different level of chiv during the night, during the day. Absolutely, yeah. Now, again, the Tur Yevin says, if I'm not mistaken, the Tur Yevin says it's the Rabbanan versus the Kabbal. Okay, but the Enecharami, all right? But that also may be why women can't be motzi men, because she doesn't have a Talmud Torah aspect. Anyway, so far we've seen two aspects to the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah and Purim, the Halal aspect, the Talmud Torah aspect. There is, of course, a Zecher or Mechias Amalek aspect, right? Pasuk says in Parashat B'Shalach 38, Shmos Perek is 9, Pasuk Gedal, that's the laning for tomorrow morning, for Purim. Ramah Shal Moshe, Ksov Zoz Zikar B'Sefer, V'Sim Boz Ne'Yoshua, Kimach Lohem Chazich Amal P'Tachas O'Shamayim. What does it mean, Ksov Zoz Zikar B'Sefer? So the Gemara in Megillah, Dazan Amal 39, says, V'Lezah Modoy Omer, Ksov Zoz, Mashakasu Kan Uba Mishnah Torah. Okay, Zikaron Mashakasu B'Nevim, B'Sefer Mashakasu Megillah. So we have the mitzvah to recall Amalek, it's on three places, all in Tanakh, twice in the Torah, like four places, right? Twice in the Torah, meaning in Bishalach, which we lay in tomorrow poor morning, and in Kisetze, which we lay in Le Shabbos, Parsha Zohar, okay? Zikaron Mashakos Menuvim, Basay from Mashakos Megillah, okay? So Amar Rav, Yehuda Amar Shmuel, okay? What Esther was, okay, it demonstrates when we went to the Thomas Yadayim, Esther was written Baruch HaKodesh. But look at the last words of 39. But Nemra Likros, below Nemra Lichtov. Okay? That there's a difference between reading it and writing it. Okay? Which Tosafot explains to mean as follows. All right? We have to write everything down, yes. All right? But strictly speaking, the mitzvah is just Likros, not even Baal Peh, not necessarily Lichtov. And that's what Tosfos says in 41. Mashma de Sovar, the mutter likrosa alpet. But strictly speaking, you can read the Megillah by heart. Not from a, by heart, by the way, would include reading it from a chumash, a printed chumash, as opposed to from a cloth, and from a mamash a sefer, right? As opposed to a sefer. But Tosfos says, what do you mean? But that's against the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin, which says openly, take a look at 42, Yud Zayin alaf, the Mishnah says, kar al peh lo yotza, right? So kar al peh yotza. So Tosfos says, back on Zayin and Bey, 41, l'chak near the forest, the hod the kamar lo nitna likas in Baruch HaKodesh, amid Drabbana nitna lichtov likros. That's Drabbana. Okay, Drabbana. Baruch HaKodesh, that aspect, it can be even verbally, not, but the Drabbana is written down. Okay? And we have a connection, because the Gemara says, now if you chesman aleph, on that Mishnah, 43, the Gemara says, kar al peh lo yotza, minolam, how do we know? Amarabha asher zchira zchira. Ksiv hocha v'ham elin nizkarim, uksiv hasam, the pasuk in Mishalach, ksov zo zikor v'sefer, ma'alahalam v'sefer, afkan v'sefer. Okay, so we have a whole, that's the pasuk in Parak Tes, pasuk Chafes, 44, ayam elin nizkarim v'nasim. Right? So what's the idea? We're talking about Mikra Megillah, but what is this whole Gemara linking up? It's linking up Mikra Megillah with what? With Zechiris Ma'aseh Amalek. Right? That the Gemara is drawing an equation. The Gemara is saying that Ksov Zosi Karma Sefer, right back in 39, Masha Kosov Kana Mishnah Torah, and apparently Mikra Megillah, where Amalek is not mentioned once, but we know we have a tradition that Haman comes from Amalek, Haman Agagi, that comes from Agag, who was the king of Amalek, who was killed in Haftarah, right? That's what's in the Nevi'im. And the Gemara says, Zikar Mashiach HaZman Nevi'im, the story was with Shaul HaMelech, you know, that we relayed this the Haftarah, Leah Shabbos. So clearly, what the Gemara is doing is it's connecting Mikra Megillah with this Parsha of Amalek, right? It's Zechiras Amalek. So, therefore, that seems to me to be a third aspect of Mikra Megillah, that it's a Kiyum in Zechiras Ma'aseh Amalek. You see, you understand how I produce that from these Gemaras, right? And the Gemara, we'll read it al-peh, and so on and so forth, the Gemara whole links it all up with writing down the Ma'aseh HaMalek. Okay, and that's what the Mikra Megillah does. You take a look in the Sefer HaChinuch, in Parshas Ki Seitzei, Mitzvah Tov Reish Gimel, 45, Mitzvah Lizkor Masha Asa HaMalek Bisol B'Tzeis and Mitzrayim. Okay, so it's interesting. You know, Heges Mitzvah Chom HaPa Ozman, Bizcharim Kilehem Lasson Chom HaNikmas HaOev Lola Noshim. Okay, that's a whole question. Would women have to hear Parsha Zohar? I'm not going to that now. But according to the Chinuch, the answer is no. Because the only one who has the mitzvah to remember Ma'aseh HaMalek is one who has to fight the battle, and that's men and not women. Okay? The Rambam, in Parak Aleph, Vilchus Megillah, Halach Aleph, Kriyas HaMegillah B'zman HaMitzvah, same with the Yerai Sofrim, V'adroi Midum Shi Takonis Nevi'im, V'akol Chav Mikrosa Anoshim Bin Noshim. So based on that, the Or Sameach, there on that Rambam, Parak Aleph, Vilchus Megillah, Halach Aleph, says, 47, that that's another reason to explain the Shitas of Ahag, that a woman can't be Motzi Amin. You know why? Not because of Shmiya Talmud Torah, but because of the Zechiras HaMalek aspect. Right? There's the Zechiras HaMalek aspect. He says, Hinei Bahag Pasuk Denoshim Motzias Minon, they can be Motzi their own kind, other women, but not men, and so on and so forth. And he goes ahead, Or Sameach, to quote that whole Gemara, that's where I got it from, that whole Gemara in Daf Zayin, which Shmuel discovered the Nemar Likos on Nemar Lichtov, and Talmud Tosfos, the whole thing we just mentioned. And he quotes the Chinuch, and he said, put everything together, there's an aspect of Mikra Megillah that has to do with Mechias HaMalek. Well, women, according to the Chinuch, and according to Rambam, well, they're not clear to Rambam, but certainly according to the Chinuch, women are exempt from the mitzvah of Mechias HaMalek. Okay, women are exempt from the mitzvah of Mechias HaMalek, and there's no mitzvah of them to remember the Ma'aseh HaMalek. Again, the mitzvah of Zechiras, Ma'aseh HaMalek, is only encompassed by those who have the mitzvah of Mechias HaMalek. And women are not in that passion. So says the Or Sameach, if Mikra Megillah has, as the Gemaras we just saw, which he quotes, okay, on the, you know, with Carl Penn and so on, those Gemaras that we just saw, if that proves that there is a chiyuv, the whole idea of reading Mitoch HaKsav and so on, Rabbana, but ultimately it's really, so then when a woman is doing it, okay, what ends up is, look at the last three lines of the Or Sameach, in Kain Binoshim, Kesha Isha Kora, right, Ha'ish Mechuyv L'shmo Mitoch HaKsav Medivei Kabbalah. Okay, a man, based on the whole Gemara, must hear it from a written text, Midirei Kabbalah, because of the connection to his Zechiras HaMalek. But Vayisha Ena Chayavis, but one is not obligated in that, to hear it from a Ksav. And that's what he says, that's why there are some Echlamdas, that's why a woman can't be Motzi Min. You follow? Now, theoretically, a woman could hear it Baal Peh. The man, not because of the connection between Mikra Megillah and Ksov Zos, the Karma Sefer, has to be for a written text. So women don't necessarily have to hear it. Midrabanan has to be, right? Even for a woman, it has to be Mitoch Ksav. But that's only Midrabanan. But for a man, because of the connection to Zechiras Ma'aseh HaMelech, it has to be Mitoch Ksav. Okay? So you can read through it. That's your summit. The nice lamda shapiz, right? So therefore, what do we say? We see, by the way, a similar thing in the Avnei Nezer, a different context. Okay, the Gemara later in Megillah, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph 48, says Itmar, Purim Shechal, the Erev Shabbos. That's us. Let's see it. Rav Omar Magdim in Parsha Zohar. We read Parsha Zohar the previous Shabbos, which we do. Shmuel Omar Ma'achrin. No, Parsha Zohar is tomorrow. Rav Omar Magdim in Ki Heka Delo Tikta Masiel Zechirah. You have to, Rav says, you have to make it earlier, so, because the Zechirah, the Zohar, which is last Shabbos, has to come before the Maisa of reading the Megillah, which is Friday. Shmuel Ma'achrin, Omar Ma'achrin, came in the Ika Mukaf and David Chameisa, Asiel Zechirah, Hadda Adari Kasim. No, we can read Parsha Zohar tomorrow. By the way, in Yerushalayim, they're going to read, tomorrow, I mean Shabbos. The Yerushalayim, they're going to take out two Sfarim, the Shabbos. We have just Parsha Tetzaveh. They're going to take out two Sfarim, Parsha Tetzaveh from the first Sefer, and the second Sefer is going to be the Purim morning, created by Abba Malik. And the Haftorah is going to be the same. Strangely enough, the same Haftorah, second week in a row. Okay? But anyway, we're not going to do that. But what the Gemara says is, since there are Jews who are observing Purim on the 15th, so we can all read Parsha Zohar together. Okay, now we don't pass like that. But the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva, Chelek Arachayim Simen Tov Kuf Yud Alev, Oz Dalet. He says, okay, that's what it's about. That's a significant piece of it. Okay, and therefore, and that's the reason he gives. Okay, that's the reason he gives. Just a second. I can't find it. Yeah, he says, the Pasuk says, we had the Pasuk earlier, Hayamim Ha'elan Nizkarim V'Nasim. That was back in source 44. Perik Tesav Mikilzes Chavches Nizkarim V'Nasim. So Nizkarim V'Nasim links the Nizkarim, which is the remembering about a Amalek, right, with the Nasim deeds of reading the Megillah, right. So therefore, the Zechira, that's how we pass it, right. The Zechira has to be before the Asiya. So obviously, these they're linked together. So therefore, says the Megillah, says the Avnei, it's not just the Pesuminis or whatever. It's a kiyum in the asiya of getting rid of Amalek. That's part of it. I look at it right to the last three lines. Al kain mishum azchira chayav b'kriya. Mishum azchira chayav b'kriya mishum kishishum yakona. Avon nashim lo mabayla das achinuch she'enem b'chiv zchira d'amalek. But even so, chutz mizahalo zchira d'haman dugma zchira d'amalek she'enem zchira saneis. And they're not obligated that b'chiv samalek. So the Avnei Nezer also, like the Arsameach, he just brings from a different source, but they both the Arsameach and the Avnei Nezer together demonstrate clearly that Kriyas HaMegillah has a Zechiras HaMelech aspect. So now we've had three connections, so to speak. Now we've had three sources, if you will, or three aspects of Mikra Megillah. The first was Hallel, right, the Hallel aspect. Then there's the Talmud Torah aspect. And now there's the Zechiras HaMelech aspect. So they're all different aspects. And again, we demonstrated perhaps they have halacha l'maaseh ramifications, each one of these things. I was trying to show you each one of these things, Hallel and Talmud Torah and Mikra Megillah, all have, and Zechiras HaMelech, all have halacha l'maaseh aspects in terms of, or halacha l'maaseh ramifications in terms of their being part of the Kriya of Mikra Megillah. The last thing, not to mention, source 50, the Gemara says on Brachos Daf Yud Gedal V'Alav, Boy Menei Echi, that's his name, Rashi says, Brachos Gedal V'Alav, Echi Kachmol, the Tana de Beir Rebchir, the certain Tana de Beir Rebchir, the Mechi, or Aki Est Rebchir. But Halal of Megillah, Ma She Yafsik. There was one permitted to be Mafsik during Halal and during Mikra Megillah. So I might think, Amrinan, Kalvachomer, Kriya Shema Ador, I suppose, that's in the Brochas Taf Yudam Arav. That's on that mission that says at certain points during Kriya Shema, you can stop with Meha Kovod, with Meha Yira, right? The mission of beginning the second parak, right? Depends whether the other person initiated the greeting, can you respond, or can you even initiate a greeting, right? You're not talking about, right? Don't know that Gemara Brochas. So the Gemara asks in the context of that discussion, what about during Halal? So on the one hand, I would say, look, Kriya Shema is Daraisa, and there are certain occasions in which you can be Mafsik during Kriya Shema. Okay, so Halal the Rabbanan, okay, Halal Megillah, it's only the Rabbanan, okay, so is it maybe a Shekavari, if you're Mafsik during Krishma, then certainly during these things. Odilma, or maybe no, Pirsume Nisa Adif. pursuing Nisa. Because maybe because of pursuing Nisa, you know, you're trying to tell the story about a miracle, and then you start talking about something else in the middle, it takes away some of the zing. I mean, you know, you're really telling this wonderful story. Oh, by the way, who won last night? Hefsek. Right? So Gemara concludes posting the aim of Kachlum. You're allowed to be Matzik. I'm not interested in the answer. Okay? But look what the Rabbi Yonah says on the Rif, on Dav Zayin and Beis, in the page of the Rif, 52. Okay? He says, and Rashi says, Ma'ashis, L'shel Shalom. Greeting somebody. Right? So you could argue, the Gemara's Habamin is, that by pursuing Nisa, here you are talking about this miracle, now your friend, oh, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? You know, what's new? I didn't know it. Right? That'll be a lack of, you know, proper pursuing Nisa. So look at Rabbi Yonah, Zayin and Beis, in the page of the Rif, 52. The halal of Megillah Maushi Hefsik, Omer Harav Mar in the room, Shahefsik, she's Kirbekanu, Kaina Hefsik, she's Kirle El Gabi Kirshma, Mubale, Imifso Gam came to Emsa Prokim, now Yerim, now Kovat. Right? That's the question. In the middle of the Prokim, or whatever you can do, I don't want to go into the Kriyashma details now, but whatever you can do during Kriyashma, but it's made a Prokim, and between the Prokim and so on, same thing here. Okay? And maybe pursuing Nisa is Adif. Okay, even the link Kal here, but the same thing, let me say in the Megillah. Okay, now, so it seems to me that there now, according to this Gemara, there is another aspect to Mikra Megillah, which we generally tend to associate more with Hanukkah than we do with Purim, but it's clear that there's a Pursume Nisa aspect to Mikra Megillah as well. That Gemara implies it, there's even a stronger implication of another Gemara, Gemara in Megillah, and the Mishnah says on the Yud Zayin Aleph 53, Haloes, someone who speaks another language, doesn't understand Hebrew, but he speaks French or Japanese. Haloes Shoshama Ashuris Yotza. He heard it read in Hebrew, you can be Yotze. Okay? That's the Mishnah. Right? You heard the you don't speak Ashuris, you know, Hebrew. You don't speak that, but you heard it, it's okay. The Ritva comments on Megillah Zayin Aleph 54. Behold, the Katani Haloish Shama Shuris Yotza Lav Dafki Yotza Medyavet. And Afila Tatkila Nami. Me did the Habi Anashim Hamayaretz. Many people come to Shul. They don't understand the words of Megillah. Okay, so that's what. Why did it say Yotza, which is usually language of Medyavet? Because the beginning of the Mishnah it wants something else. It said Lo Yotza, so therefore it said Yotza over here. But even it's even Lechatkila, even Lechatkila. So ask the Gemara under Yud Chai Samar Aleph 55, how can you mean? You don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what it means. So the answer, it's like the report says, but maske for Ravina, okay, the truth of the matter is, says Ravina, there are words in the Megillah that none of us understand what it means. Take a look, 56, famous pasuk in the Megillah, Esther, Parakas, pasuk Yud. Ayichtov b'shem Melech HaChashverosh, this is when he sent out the second messages that the Jews can defend themselves, right after the whole plot of Haman was exposed. So, Ayichtov b'shem Melech HaChashverosh, Ayachtov b'tabas HaMelech, Ayishlach Svarim, B'yad HaRotzim, Asusim, Rofe HaRechesh, HaChashtronim, B'nei HaRamachim. What does that mean? They're flying camels, and all, you know, to type of animals that ran very fast. Or multi-legged animal. We don't know what that is. So says Ravina, none of us know what that means. Or none of us have Yotze Megillah now, but we don't know what that phrase means. Okay. Ella, go back to 55, what I'm interested in now is Mitzvah's Kriya Upersume Nisa. Machanami Mitzvah's Kriya Upersume Nisa. Okay. There's clearly part of the Mitzvah of Kriya is Persume Nisa. Right? That's what Rashi explains the pursuing Nisa. Afal pisha in Yodin Masha Shomen. It's true that people don't understand Hebrew, don't know what they're hearing, but still, Sholan is a Shomen. The Omer in Maya Kriyazu, Echare, Sumodilahem. But they're coming to Shul from Megillah. They're excited. They talk to the people. What happened? And what's about? Right? In other words, there's an aspect of pursuing Nisa. There's an aspect of pursuing Nisa. And that's how we Paskin. The Raman Paskins in Perk Beis of Megillah Lacha Gimel. Hakoris Hamigillah Alpel Lo Yotzei Rechavah. So fine. Haloi Sheshoma Hamigillah Hatzuv Lo Shem Hakodesh Mitzav Hakodesh Af Alpi Sheeni Yodea Mahein Omrin Yotzei Rechavah. You are Yotzei. The Shulchan Aruch passing like that too. In Tzafrei Tzadi Sipchas 59. Haloi Sheshoma Hamigillah Hatzuv Lo Shem Hakodesh Mitzav Hakodesh Af Alpi Sheeni Yodea Mahein Omrin Yotzei Rechavah. And the Mishaburins have gotten Chavah in 60 says because the Ha'ach Hashtonim and Erachim Garamachim Gaman Amlo Yodin and Mahu. We don't even know what that phrase means to any of us. Okay, so Ella, what is it? Lo be'inan Ella mitzvah kriya upersume nisa. And so on and so forth. What emerges from there? What emerges from there is that there's yet another aspect to Mikra Megillah, and that is the Pirsumei Nisa aspect. In fact, there's even a shita that perhaps you have to have a minion for Mikra Megillah. You know, we don't pass that way, although Kriya Shelo Bizmano does require a minion. And that's a whole question about Yerushalayim this year. Is that called Kriya Shelo Bizmano? Because it's not really the right day. Maybe you shouldn't need a minion. I went into the Stikul Torah about that. But anyway, what we've demonstrated here is that there are actually, four, at least, I'm pointing out four aspects to Mikra Megillah. There's a Halal aspect to it. There's a Talmud Torah aspect. There's a Zechiras Maisa Malek aspect, and it's Pirsumei Nisa aspect. Okay, that's clear. It seems to me, at least out there, you can say that that's the four-way machlokas that we started with. Those are the shitas we started with. What is the Iker? Obviously, these are not self-contradictory. Okay, all these aspects, they can all exist with each other. But maybe the machlokas tanoim we started with is a function of which is the Iker. So we go through, okay? If we go through it, so you could argue that if the Indian is, it's the main thing is Hallel. So for Hallel, you have to describe the whole thing. You know, just like we say in the Seder, Maschil Begnus, Umisayim B'Shevach, right? Maschil Begnus, Umisayim B'Shevach. The greatest Hallel is when you tell the whole story. You see how bad things were and how good it ended up, and up, right? You hear the whole thing, right? So therefore, the Mandomar, or Meir, who says Kula, Rameir Omer Kula, so Meir is of the opinion that's the Iker, because the Iker of Mikra Megillah is Hallel. And in order to be Yotze Hallel properly, you say the whole, you know, you like B'Tzeisim, everything, the whole story from beginning to end. That's why he says the best Hallel is when you, when you start from the beginning, right? Rabbi Yehuda or Ish Yehudi, he holds the essential element is Talmud Torah. Okay, the Talmud Torah is when Mordechai is introduced to the story. Mordechai is on Sanhedrin and so on. Mordechai represents Torah. So the Iker aspect of Mikra Megillah is Talmud Torah. So Mimela, he says, he can join in with Ish Yehudi. The third opinion, Rabbi Yossi says, Me'achar Dvar Me'ela, when Haman's introduced into the mix, that's because he holds the Iker of Mikra Megillah is Zechiras Maisa Amalek. Right? That's the aspect that takes over the prime role. So therefore, until the Amalek guy, Haman, is in the picture, you know, that's when the story starts. And if you hold that the Iker is Pirsumei Nisa, so then Tokpos on Nes, that's Shimon Bar Yochai, okay, who says that no, when the Nes develops, you know, Pirsumei Nisa, you have to talk about the Nes. Okay, that's Malalahu. That's when the Nes, like the Mark quotes. Look back in verse 2, and we'll finish with this. It says, Manda Markula, talk for Shalach HaShverish. That's the whole story. That's because of, that's Halal, right? Manda Mishuhudi, talk for Shamordechai, Talmud Torah. Manda Markhad Ramele, talk for Shaman, Mikhis Amalek. Manda Malalahu, talk for Shalach, Pishu Anisa. Right? That's Shem Yachai, when the Nes, you know, unfolds, so to speak. And that's the Vatim Infarth, Pishu Anisa. So, you can take or leave my drush at the end. I think it fits in nicely. But Lamaisa, what we see, certainly, is there are a number of different aspects, a number of different kiyumim that we saw in Rishon Manachorim, really, that are part of the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. There's the Halal aspect, there's the Talmud Torah aspect. And again, they're not mitzvah exclusive. They're all correct. I was suggesting, at least possibly, that the machlokas of how much you have to hear is just a question of what's the ikr. But all four coexist. There's Halal on Nes. I'm sorry. There's Halal. There's Talmud Torah. There's Mechis Hamalek, and there's Pirsumei Nisa. All of which are part of Mikra Megillah. Okay, we'll stop here.